And then the fans really got into it, and they started giving me, you know, phrases and things to use. Some of them, most of the time, you couldn't use on air. But it kind of built from there, and I would add one or two a year, and we took off with it and had some fun.
Just a ballpark percentage. What percentage of the phrases did you come up with, and what percentage of the phrases were given to you that you ended up using?
Oh, I would say probably 20% were that were given to me. I'm guessing in that category. The others come from my trained ear, from hearing things, and also reading or seeing something, and that kind of drew my attention. And so that's how they all kind of developed.
I have a great story I'd love to quickly share with you. You were just talking about all the legendary broadcasters, and I had developed a very good relationship with Myron Cope over the years before he passed. And I remember calling him. There was a playoff run that the Penguins went on, and everybody was waving a towel at a Penguins game. So I called Myron Cope on the radio, and I said, Myron, what are your thoughts about Penguins fans waving a towel at Penguins games, since the terrible towel was something that you created? And do you know that Myron Cope was like, that's horrible. I don't like it. It should only be at Steelers games. The Penguins need to come up with their own thing, which I thought was one of the greatest, most legendary answers of all time.
I was almost in total agreement with him. Yeah, he'd be unique. I'm with him. That's a Steeler thing. No question. No doubt in my mind.
So is there any, you know, obviously you've had an amazing career. I mean, you've seen Mario Lemieux. You've seen Sidney Crosby. You've seen Evgeny Malkin. You've seen some of the greatest hockey players in the history of hockey every single day. Is there any one thing, any one moment, any one player that no matter what you can't shake because it just was that impactful in your career?
Wow. Well, Mario certainly would be the top and center in that regard. I mean, anytime he touched the puck, anything he did was magical. I always said that Mario, anything he touched turned to gold. And we pretty much, he's followed that his whole life and what's developed and the ownership of this hockey club and helping to keep it here not once, but twice. So he probably would be front and center. I've seen so many great players have been blessed, really, to see, you know, you take Paul Coffey, take Jaromir Jagr, take Ron Francis, Joey Mullen. I mean, I can go on of all the unbelievable players that are in the Hall of Fame that I've been able to call games and be around.
And Mike,
I've been blessed.
I don't know if you saw this, but did you see that Jaromir Jagr played a game at the age of 50 because he had to for the team that he owns? Did you see that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a little surprised, but not in any big way. And the reason is that Bob made to play till he was 60. I'm telling you, the guy was the perfect fit physically to do anything, and he's had the strength. And he's like Chris Letang a little bit. I think Letang could play probably till he's 45.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Mike.
If everything went well.
Mike, I'm beyond thankful that you took a little bit out of time out of your schedule to come on Car Stars and everything in between. I know you don't like the word legend, but you are without a doubt one of the greatest broadcasters that has ever called any game in any sport in the city of Pittsburgh. And on behalf of the entire city of Pittsburgh, thank you so much for all you've given to the city. And it's so many smiles and so much happiness. We are blessed to have had to have you a part of the city.
Well, bye-bye. Thank you. And we're in good hands now with Josh Getzoff. And Phil Bork, my old partner, they're going to carry the flag now. So it's up to them to keep it going. But I've had a great career. And I can only tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has just left the building.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Lang, thank you so much.
Can he get that puck? Crosby's pass to Marian Hossa. Stutter steps, goes into the Flyers' end. Through people on fire, score! Oh, what a play by Hossa! He turns! Goaltender Marron inside out, and he just lost his liquor license. The Crosby rich shot. He shoots and scores! Oh, get in the fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll.